Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, again, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, it is a joy to be before you and your Word, to study, to listen, to hear you teach us about yourself and your ways and your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that you will bless us with your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth as we study your Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jonah, Are You Angry for the Gourd? And it's taken from Jonah chapter 4 and verse 9. Jonah went outside the city of Nineveh after being disappointed by the Lord's mercy for the people there. He prepared a shelter where he sat watching to see if the Lord would destroy the city anyway, where the Lord prepared a gourd for shade and comfort to him in his misery. The next day, the Lord prepared a worm that destroyed the gourd, and afterwards the Lord prepared a vehement east wind that made Jonah so miserable he desired to die. In chapter 4 and verse 9 of this prophecy, God asked Jonah, "Do you well to be angry for the gourd?" where we read. And God said to Jonah, "Do you well to be angry for the gourd?" And he said, "I do well to be angry even unto death." The verse begins, "And God said to Jonah, Do you well to be angry for the gourd?" The writer began with the phrase, "And God said," which refers to the ruler, judge, and divine one, speaking to, uttering, and avowing, and avouching to Jonah, whose name means dove, "Do you well, or is it good, pleasing, joyful, and glad, to be angry," which means hot, furious, burning, and kindled, "for the gourd or the castor oil plant or bottle gourd?" As God began to reason with Jonah, he drew his attention first to the anger he had because the gourd had died. The verse goes on to say, "And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death." The writer continued with the words, "and he said," which refers to Jonah speaking, uttering, avowing, and avouching, "I do well," or "I am doing good, pleasant, joyful, and glad to be angry," which means hot, furious, burning, and kindled, "even unto the death," or "to the point of dying, being slain, and in ruin." Jonah was so angry that he thought himself doing joyfully good to the point of dying if needed. When we think through the words in this verse, we marvel at the patience of the Lord as he questioned Jonah. The Lord was merciful to Nineveh and Jonah, and Jonah wasn't happy about the city, but was glad for himself until the Lord prepared a worm. Jonah was exceedingly angry because the gourd died and he was now sitting in the scalding heat. When a person wants his or her way so badly that seething fury causes them to argue even with the Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus Christ, there is a serious need for humility and repentance. Perhaps we are angry at the Lord for something that did not go our way. If so, let us humble ourselves, bow our heads before the Lord in repentance, and listen as he questions us about our ways. Next time, we see the Lord reason with Jonah concerning his pity for the gourd. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. As you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.